Hello, I'm Father Ray Petrucci. Welcome to Thoughts for the Week. We have a couple of fascinating programs we're going to do. Our first program, I'm going to introduce our guests. But before I do that, I have to turn to you, our listeners, and ask you to consider getting in touch with us, letting us know your ideas, perhaps some thoughts for programming, whatever you'd like to do about our program, Thoughts for the Week. Let me give you two ways of reaching us. The first would be just by regular mail, putting a stamp on an envelope and address it to Thoughts for the Week, Post Office Box 7466. That's Post Office Box 7466. And that's in Greenwich, Connecticut. The zip code in Greenwich, 06836. That's 06836. And if you prefer to email us, you could do so at this address, Clemons10@AOL.com. That's Clemons, the number 10, at AOL.com. While you're on the computer, I invite you to go to our internet magazine, Spirituality for Today. You can find that at spirituality.org. That's spirituality.org. Besides a number of articles and features, we also have our program, our radio program, Thoughts for the Week. You could hear that and a number of archive shows, too. So, my next matter of business is to welcome my co-host, Dorothy Riera. Ms. Dorothy Riera, welcome.
Thank you, Father. I'm so excited with our two guests today.
And the reason why Dorothy is so excited about our guests, well, let me introduce them first. First, we have two members of the Sisters of the Company of the Savior. We have the Mother Superior, and am I going to behave myself? Mother Superior Fernandez, welcome. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Father.
And also the principal of, well, of the topic of our discussion today, a new school. Sister Maria, welcome.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for having us here.
Now, I know Dorothy has a particular connection, and she'll be getting into that very, very soon, I'm sure. But I'd like to welcome the sisters. Now, you're from Spain, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Ah, okay. Well, no hablo español muy bien. So I'm going to do this in English. I'm going to now ask first, perhaps Sister Maria, a little bit about what is going on, about the beginning of the order. That's right. Want to talk about the order?
Yes, I think we
because
should.
I don't know if everyone is all that familiar, the Sisters of the Company of the Savior, but I know that our Mother Superior is going to tell us about that.
Yes, Father. Our congregation is a religious institute, the Pontifical Rite. It was founded in Barcelona, Spain, in 1952 by the servant of God, Maria Félix Torres. We have the spirituality of San Ignatius of Loyola. Our motto is to the greater glory of God. And the special activity is the education and instruction of young girls and women, the Catholic doctrine and the Christian values of anywhere in this world.
Well, this is wonderful. Now, where in the world are you?
In Spain. We are in Venezuela. We are in Puerto Rico. The last one was Africa, and we are here in Bridgeport.
Ah, very good. Now, as you come into the United States, how long have you really been here in our country?
The first sisters came here in 1961.
Oh, so it's been a while.
And yeah, it was very interesting the way we came here, because our mother founder, Maria Félix, went to Caracas. And in the airport, she found a priest, American priest, that was looking around and like he was looking for somebody. And she asked him if he needed something, if he needed a ride. And he said, I am waiting for somebody to come to pick me up, but nobody is here. So she offered him to come to our school in Caracas. And he was Father Patrick Peyton from the Holy Cross Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to have a crusade of the Rosary.
Mm-hmm.
this crusade, I say, they pray together, you pray together, your family who prays together will stay together. So they became very good friends, and they communicate each other many times, and it was because of him, the Bishop of Bridgeport invited us to come to the diocese.
Ah, okay, I was about to ask that.
Yes, I see. Mm-hmm. And then we wanted to start our own school, but it was a great need to help in the Catholic parochial schools. So we started teaching at St. Mary's School in Bridgeport.
Oh,
and
okay.
Since then, we have been teaching in other two schools, Blessed Sacrament School, and the last one was St. Peter.
And these are all diocesan schools,
yes.
Right, Mother?
Yes.
So now you're going to start your own school.
Yes, because since the Catholic schools has been closed, and it hurt us that the Catholic education is almost losing the schools. So we want to have this education, and I think it's needed because of the future generations, and these children is the ones who are going to have the Catholic families and to have their children.
There is nothing like a Catholic education with Catholic nuns. I can attest to that because my children went to Mater Salvatoris in Puerto Rico. Mm. And their education was superb because not only with the mothers do you live and breathe the faith, but academically, their preparation is compared to none. They have an excellent education. To the fact that when our children came to the United States and came to the school system in the States, they were so far ahead, they did no homework because my son had done everything in Puerto Rico with the nuns, with Colegio Mater Salvatoris.
Wow. Well, now let's talk about that school. And Sister Mary. Well, now, first off, coming to Diocese of Bridgeport, you have a history of teaching in some of the Catholic schools. Now you're ready to begin a brand new adventure yourselves.
Right.
Now, this is going to happen in Stanford.
How this happened. So, as Sister Fernanda was saying, whenever the last school was closed, we went to Bishop Cayano, who was just transferred and appointed Bishop of the Diocese,
mm-hmm.
in 2013. And we presented the project to him, and he blessed him, no, to be a cooperate with the Catholic education within the diocese. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
since then, we were looking for a property for the school, and God in His providence has led us to find the property in Stanford, because we were looking first around Bridgeport, Fairfield, and then for different reasons it happened to this emergence of the schools down in Stanford, to the Catholic Academy of Stanford,
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit building was empty.
Mm-hmm.
So we arranged a lease agreement with the diocese,
mm-hmm.
so we will start there hopefully in the Holy Spirit building in next fall 2018.
Mm-hmm.
With the first grades and early grades, and we will try to build up a grade each year. However, this is going to be a temporary location because mm-hmm. we are looking for a big property, Father.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want the school to grow, you will need a larger property for that.
Mm-hmm. We are looking for around 20 acres without wetlands around that area.
I believe that you have a reason for having a larger campus. There's something about you like the environment to be, have a lot of natural and beautiful.
That's right. We like ample green spaces,
mm-hmm.
because we do believe that in this caring environment, the people and the students will develop all the dimensions, mm-hmm. no, individual, spiritual, socially.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Wow. Well, I wish you luck there. But for now, where we begin in Stanford. And now, in beginning with, I believe, pre-K, before kindergarten, and then you'll have a kindergarten and a first grade. Okay. How are you reaching out to the community as far as that you exist and that you're looking for kids?
Yes. So, although we have been here since 1961, the congregation is not very well known in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all the support of the bishop for this, and we have been reaching out different parishes. No, first of all, we would like to appreciate Monsignor Royal, who is the pastor at Holy Spirit, because
mm-hmm.
he has warmly welcomed us and is helping us with anything we need over there. So we have been going to the parish different times and presenting the school to the parishioners, and in other different parishes around Stamford, and as well in Fairfield, in New Canaan, the areas around. Mm-hmm. So, and there are families that are interested. We understand that is a new, brand new project. Mm-hmm. They do not know anything about us, although we have the experience and success of these past 60 years around the world. And no matter what, we are going to start.
Yeah,
we have the experience as well that whenever the school was open in Caracas, in Venezuela, we started that year with only 5 students.
Oh, wow.
And we finished that year with 20, and I remember that for the next year, there were 200 students in the school.
My gosh, wow. Wow.
Well, it was the same in Puerto Rico when my children were there. They started, and the classrooms were small, and soon it grew and grew and grew, and now they go up to high school. And I think you said, sister, it's the first graduating class.
Yes.
Which is superb. Mm-hmm. Superb. And the academic program. It's not only the spiritual. I have to say, the academic program that the school provides the students is incomparable. Mm. Sister, do you want to talk a little bit of the academics?
Yes, of course. So we have 3 pillars, as Dorothy was saying. We have 3 pillars. We educate the mind, we educate the heart, and we educate the spirit. So our goal is a well-rounded education, faithful Catholic and well-rounded education. So we do offer a strong academic formation. We want the students to have an experience and active education, yes, to grow in critical thinking, to be able to integrate faith and reason, to distinguish good from evil, and to be equipped to make the right decisions. Okay, to have knowledge about science, math, no, and develop all the language arts components, the art, humanities, and creativity as well. And we do offer world languages since they are very little, because we do believe that we will live in a multicultural and diverse society, and this will help the students to develop mm-hmm. all these social skills. And there is as well, and taking your question, though, besides the academic formation, we also offer and are focused on the affective capacity of each of our students, okay, which is very important for the society we are living in. So they better know themselves, they own themselves, and they are able to give themselves to others with joy. So following what San Ignatius of Loyola spirituality is saying, they will be able to transform this world in a better and just society.
Sister, to start, you will have the sisters and you will have lay teachers also?
You're right. Yes. We do the sisters. We run the school. We coordinate the different grades and areas and the teachers. But are the teachers lay people who will be at the classroom? They are our arms. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are going to ask of them and require of them to be authentic persons and Catholics and to be professionals. Yes, because they are the role models for our students to grow and to be shaped.
When I look at the brochure, I see a lot of young sisters here. Is this true of the order? Or
yes. Last year, 7 girls entered into the novitiate. 7.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Is the 40% of our order is under 40s. And the 50 is in the 50s, so it's a young congregation.
It's just wonderful to hear, not only starting a new Catholic school, period, yes. but that you have so many wonderful young sisters involved. I always wondered whether the younger ones, it seemed like they pulled away from teaching, certainly in America, but now it seems like, well, obviously with your order, they have no problem wanting to be involved with education.
We do get our different studies or masters and degrees in education mm-hmm. and in different areas, because it's not only education. There mm-hmm. are engineers, architects, yes, theologists.
I agree. There is no education like the one we received from the Catholic school system years ago, Father. Mm-hmm. The nuns were highly educated. Mm-hmm. They had master's degrees. I was taught by Adrian Dominicans, and they came and taught high school students, and they had PhDs and master's degrees. So the education we got was superb.
Mm. Mm. Well, you talked about, you know, I'm just wondering how you're going to approach the involvement of parents, families. Are they involved with the school a lot? Or?
Yes, you have mentioned a pillar, an essential pillar of education. Parents are the first and foremost educators of the children. The school is only to cooperate and collaborate with that education. We want to establish and build a relationship with every family so we can be there for them to find out the best resources of the best actions for the students in a certain moment, okay, for them to grow as a person that God is calling them to be, the best version of themselves. No?
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, you're going to have quite a task there with a culture and that's so, as you mentioned, not simply diverse, but it's not a Christian nation all in its fullness. It's got just so many values or different thoughts and ideas coming about. But you will promote the faith as, you know, how does that work with a primary concern? You may have children who aren't going to be Catholic too, right?
Yes, of course. It's open for every person, okay, no matter what religion, race, yes, beliefs.
Mm-hmm. And sister, something that we you know, it's so difficult to touch on, but very important, and especially for a school, tuition. Will children be under tuition? What are the plans concerning that?
Okay, so what we are going to be is an independent Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
so we do not depend on the diocese,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
although we are Catholic,
yes.
No, and we cooperate with all the Catholic education in the diocese. So we are going to be a little bit higher in tuition than the Catholic schools, but I would say half of the price of the private schools of that area. Yes,
oh, mm-hmm.
We want to offer different resources for the students, not only for sports, but as well for learning specialists to be helping them in certain needs. And of course, there is a Mater Salvatoris scholarship fund for any families that would like to approach and would like this education for their children.
Do you have certain deductions in tuition for a second child, a third child?
Of course, and for big families. And I think we didn't mention, but our schools are all girls' schools, usually, yes, and because our charisma is education of the young women. So it's going to be co-ed in the preschool, pre-K3, pre-K4, and kindergarten, but from first grade up, it's only girls.
Okay, well, I guess it has an appeal in that it's like a wonderful, especially for if you have working families.
Yes,
have a great appeal for that. Even though I guess the kids, I don't know how they feel after kindergarten, and then you're like, well, guys, you got to go. Well, that's right. It's not a boys' school right next to that. You can find somebody with a kid. How are you? Well, I realize you're going through the parishes. Is the diocese providing other assistance for you at all? Or?
The diocese is providing a spiritual assistance and support, but no.
That's right. You could, because you have your own. It's an independent school.
It's right. So no, and we have received all the support from all the pastors, so we are very grateful to them.
Oh, that's very good.
And you have the mother house in Barcelona or Madrid?
Madrid,
and you get the support from the mother house.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Financial also.
Yes. At the beginning, yes.
Mm-hmm. How many sisters are going to be involved with the school?
That's a good question, Father.
We are waiting for more to come.
Hopefully, we're going to be five first mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. and depending on the needs, we will grow.
That's true, because you start in a small setting.
So sister, then, Sister Fernandez, you will not be any longer with the diocesan schools. You will dedicate your full-time effort to Colegio Mater Salvatoris.
That's right, yes.
Mm. Interesting. Very good.
I think we are going to be very busy.
You're going to be very busy, yes.
Wow.
Would you kind of kindly explain the Mater Salvatoris, the name, where it comes from, Mother of Our Savior?
Yes, it's because in our congregation we have a very special devotion to the Blessed Mother, Mother of the Savior. And all our schools are called Mater Salvatoris since the very beginning, all the schools.
Well, I think with all the different orders of nuns, and certainly the sisters I've dealt with, of course, Mary becomes such a
Yes. You know, tremendous presence there.
Yes. I don't know if I may share with you that we have experienced the presence of Our Lady in every and single, in each foundation, okay? So she's doing her work here in Stanford, in the area, because he's like moving the hearts of different people for different reasons, and they're helping us in many creative ways. No, we have a gentleman that is helping out with the renovation works there in the Holy Spirit building, and he came to us and he said, "Sister, I want my two daughters to be in your school." And we look at him and say, "Why?" "Because I want them to say with pride when they are older, my father was in the foundation of the school."
That's true. Yeah, maybe that's at the beginning. Yes. That's awfully important. Well, Mother Fernandez, now are you going to be in the United States for a period of time, or are you back and forth?
We never know. We never know. I have been here for almost 50 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, wow. But that's true. You never know what happens, and yeah, I know about that too. You know, before we run out of time, what I'd like to do is give our audience a little information where they could contact you. And now, just to let our audience know again, it's Mater Salvatoris, more of American pronunciation. You could go to Mater, M-A-T-E-R, Salvatoris. It just follows, no spaces, M-A-T-E-R, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-I-S.org. And I'm going to give the, of course, you can always Google, but let me give you their email address. It's all a small case, STM, that's STM dot school at MaterSalvatoris.org. So they'll help you get in touch, especially with the new effort in Stanford. And probably it's best just to Google Mater, two words, by the way, Mater Salvatoris, and then College Preparatory School. I'm sure it'll get you right to where it has to be. Matter of fact, you can even put STM.
one of our saddest times was when we had to leave Puerto Rico and we had to pull the children out of the school. To this day, our son keeps in contact with his kindergarten friends from Puerto Rico because the environment of the school and of the mothers is conducive to the spiritual, the physical, the academic growth of the children. And it's just a family-oriented place, and I can't say enough of this school. If my children were younger or starting to grow up, they would be directly under the tutelage of these mothers because they are superb.
Thank you.
Well, Dorothy, that's a glowing endorsement. It was actually wonderful. I'm wondering, how many schools do you have? I mean, you generally go into an area and you develop one school in that
area? That's right, yes. This is going to be the 7th Mater Salvatoris school. We have one in Madrid, one in Lérida, one residence hall in Barcelona, two schools in Venezuela in different cities, in Caracas and in Maracaibo, one school in Puerto Rico, yeah, in San Juan, a mission in Benin, Africa, close to Nigeria, who has just started with the 93% of the students are Muslims, but they go to the school and they're all girls.
Wonderful.
You know, that's true too. Yes, so we're dealing with all girls school here, and so keep that in mind, please. Any listeners might be interested. I remember reading in many Muslim countries that they highly value Catholic schools.
And he's right. Yeah. That school is now the fourth year running the school since 2014, and we have almost 400 students.
And you know what, Father? For people of Spanish culture, it is not strange for us to have all girls school run by the mothers or the sisters. Mm-hmm. It is intrinsic to our culture that we have all girls school.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, certainly not, has known a great
and
deal right
course,
now, diocese too.
Yeah.
So, But besides wishing you the very, very best.
Thank you, Father.
Wow, the support. I hope you get support from everywhere because this is such a valuable thing to see. You know, the development, you know, in an age where we're kind of closing schools, consolidating, and the expense is a great deal, but the thought of a brand new school developing with all this enthusiasm and also the experience
And how important that is, all that experience and teaching that your order has.
Will all the nuns be from Spain?
No, we have sisters. Well, now we have sisters from Spain and from Venezuela. That's the...
On Venezuela coming yes. in, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the diocese, yeah. too, has a large Hispanic population.
I think we're growing a little bit short of time, but I did want to ask the sisters, or maybe in the next program, how is the school in Venezuela, considering the political aspect? But that we might leave for the next program, because we know that things are difficult. Has it been difficult for the sisters?
Yes,
very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have been supporting for many families that are taking care of them, but the situation is hard to see.
Yes.
And hard to leave.
So you more depend on the support of the families at this point.
Yes. And the families appreciate that we remain there.
Yes.
So we will stay there.
So, in general, though, or specifically, the mission of Mater Salvatore's and the Mater Salvatore's schools. We know it's an all-girl education and a great value in trying to develop these young ladies in faith, as well as their own competence and confidence in going on. But how would you explain or express the mission of the school?
So, as you're saying, it's to provide a faithful Catholic and well-rounded education to young and teenage girls with the purpose to accompany them from their early ages until their admission to college, to lead them to discover their unique talents and to assist them in successfully meeting the challenges of the 21st century.
Now, before we run out of time, I just wanted to say that you put a lot of effort in other areas, extracurricular areas too, don't you?
We do.
It's a very important part of the education, the arts and everything. Wow, so that's good. So it looks like that the investment and certainly the entrusting children to your education is, well, Dorothy's a living example of how important that is and how good that is. What I'd like to do before we were just about a minute to go is to give our listeners a little more information. Obviously, this is a brand new school. They open up right now, and again, they're looking for a larger location, but to open up right now in Stamford, Connecticut. And it is all girls, as I mentioned. It is the Mater Salvatore's, in Latin, College Preparatory School. So we're dealing with, as almost all the Catholic schools are, college prep, and it's for girls. And beginning with the pre-K, kindergarten, first grade. And if you'd like to learn more about them, I could ask you to Google Mater Salvatore's. You could even put STM and you'll find it. But let me give you the email address if you're on the computer where you could learn more. And that is stm.school@matersalvatore's, one word this time, matersalvatore's.org. And learn what it's all about. Well, Mother Fernandez and Sister Maria, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us here.
To our listeners, join us again next week.